Steve Lindell now bringing in law enforcement. He is the sheriff. And apparently, Tony Skinner, you were swilling down breakfast in the other building at Farm Fest. I had reports. You didn't even come over into the other building to say hello to me when you were there on morning number one. What happened there?
Was there breakfast in the Memorial Building?
Well, no.
Okay, then I was in the Heartland Hall building.
Great to see you, sir. And thanks too for showing up at the Farm Fest. And I saw the Delaware County Sheriff's set up right not far from me in the Memorial Building, too. I know that's really good to get out and amongst the people, and you enjoy doing that with the guys.
Right? I wasn't there. One of our, a couple of our people were there. But
You ate the biscuits and gravy.
I was there for that. But that is a great event. Yep. I look forward to that every year.
Sheriff is talking about all kinds of things that we have on our to-ask list. Let's talk about the storm, first of all.
Sure.
The Delaware County Sheriff was one of, I don't know, 1,000 agencies, and there were lots of volunteers. There were lots of emergency people that flew in on Selma in the Delaware County, where the worst of the worst was going on. So talk about your officer's response and all that.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of how law enforcement and you know, the fire community and EMS responded to that within minutes of it happening. I received, since last Friday, so many compliments about how our guys, you know, handled themselves and how visible they were and how quick they were to respond. So just very proud. I'm still just astonished that there was no loss of life. The tornado was kind of personal to me and our department because we had two of our deputies that had houses that were severely damaged. So our, you know, thoughts and prayers are still with them and everybody else who was affected.
Ah, that's awful. It'll get better soon, everybody. Yep. We keep telling everybody that as the days and weeks go by and everything. Winchester, Randolph County, not our county, but nearby, they got hammered real hard.
Well, we had at the staging area, there were probably at one point maybe 15 or 20 police sitting there waiting to do something. So, you know, we just sent them all to Winchester. The fire guys were doing a great job of going door to door, checking for injuries, checking to see if anybody was stranded or stuck or, you know, couldn't get out. So there's no sense in having guys stand around and wait when your next door neighbors need help. So we sent a bunch of people over there.
It's great to know that other agencies from adjoining counties, yours included, did that for our friends in Randolph County. Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest on Delaware County Today, WMUN. I saw a post on the social media for the sheriff's office, Delaware County. The graduation happened again recently for the IRACS plan.
Right.
Tell everybody what the IRACS thing is for us to remind them.
So IRACS is a program that we started about a year and a half ago in our jail. We were one of the first five pilot programs in the state for that. And it's a treatment program for substance abuse and mental health for inmates. So they go through this long program, and at the end they are rewarded with an actual graduation. The goal of all of it is starts in the jail, but the program follows them with volunteers and mentors once they get out of jail to help them get their lives back together. You know, it helps them set up doctor appointments and get employment and get housing, the things that a lot of us take for granted. But the overall goal is to make them better citizens once they are out of jail, and it really does seem to be working.
And that's great, because once somebody does something wrong, makes a wrong turn or whatever, and they end up in jail, recidivism, is that the word?
That is the word, nice.
That's a way, thank you. It's not the word of the day. That's over here, by the way. but the likelihood of them doing something again is obviously, I would assume, much, much higher if they don't have a better path, and that's what the IRACS thing is all about.
It is. It truly is. I can't tell you how many times in my career, you know, you arrest somebody and they go to jail and they really do become, you know, figure it out, and I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, I'm going to get better. But they don't have anything to go to once they get out of jail. They go back to the same environment that they had before they went in jail. So they're, you know, they're stuck in that cycle. Without help, they're just going to, it's a perpetual thing, so we got to help them.
WMUN, Delaware County Today, it's 8:12 as we're talking live the March 21 morning that you're listening now. You can podcast this on WMUNMuncie.com. When I was looking and saw the photo of the IRACS grads on the Facebook page, I think it was, I also saw a video that was posted by a soon-to-be movie star, Chief Deputy Jeff Stanley.
Yeah, something.
Sheesh.
A lot of views.
Good heavens. Yeah. I mean, that's superstar written all over it. I don't know if you heard, there's an eclipse coming up. Have you been notified?
I got an email about that, yeah. So that's coming up rather quickly, and I can't wait for it to come here and be gone because they're really making a big deal of this. I don't understand it, but, you know, I guess a lot of people do. You know, Indiana is expected to get 4.5 million people in for that day from out of state. You know, we're expecting at least 100,000 just into Delaware County. So there again, just like the video, I want to remind everybody, during the eclipse, do not pull over on the side of the road. Don't block the road. Okay, because other people want to keep moving. Emergency vehicles have to get by. You might run off the road and get stuck. There's any number of circumstances that can happen that aren't good. So please plan ahead, plan accordingly, and plan if you've got a 20 or 30 minute or 10 minute drive, it's going to take three times longer because we're going to have a lot of people here from out of county.
It's going to be exciting. And then everybody's going to leave all at once.
All at once. Oh, everybody wants to be
gone.
Out.
Yep. They're gone.
Yep.
This is Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner, the one that blew me off when he was eating the biscuits and gravy.
Right,
if you're just tuning in, he didn't pay attention to me whatsoever. I know. I'm just joking with you. Chicagoland is listening right now on the Alexa device. You know somebody in Chicago that might be curious about you?
I don't.
Mama in Minnesota, always listening, very loyal, and we're thankful for that. Okay, so there's a basketball tournament that starts today. A couple
today.
Of them, actually.
Yeah.
The Ball State women have that one at Worthen Arena. No,
well,
don't go on now.
I'm worked up about
that. All right, well, go there.
No,
come on. Did Ball State women get ripped off or not?
They got the shaft. Those girls kicked butt all year long, and they got so shafted. So go get them, girls.
All right, so they've got the home game today, Ball State and Beaumont. Belmont. Belmont is in town. Worthen Arena, 4 o'clock is the tip time. That one's live on WMUN. Now, the other one, the big tournament for the
Belmont, welcome to Muncie. Spend your money and take your loss. Get out of here.
Get out of here. All right, very good. All right, Sheriff, so who do you have in your bracketology? Do you do
brackets, yes.
Right, so
I do.
Who's your champion?
I've got two brackets. On one bracket, I really think that UConn has a good chance of repeating.
Okay.
And on the other side, this year I think is a year for number one seeds. I'm going with Houston. Yeah.
Why?
Athletic, just what they've done this year. They're fast and they jump out of the gym and they shoot good. They've just got all the components to make a deep run in the tournament.
Does Purdue get out of the first round?
Purdue does get out of the first round. Purdue will make the Elite Eight. I don't know.
Oh.
Purdue for me. They've got to prove themselves. They've got a big monkey on their back, and they ought to have a chip on their shoulder, and they ought to be ticked off, and so they need to play like that. So,
do you know any IU fans? Are you an IU fan?
My wife and I are IU
okay.
fans. Yeah.
Right. So, what do you think? Did they take the bid? Did they accept the invitation to the NIT or no? How did that turn out? I didn't hear.
No, they didn't.
They didn't. They said no dice.
No.
So,
no.
How do you think about that? Them saying,
you know,
forget
I don't
about it.
Coach doesn't care what I say, but you know, I think for the kids, you know, I think you ought to play.
Oh.
I think you ought to play games.
Got
you
it.
Know, play the games.
Got
I
it.
Am disappointed to see that so many people are, you know, they've had a handful that are entering the transfer portal, which is ruining college athletics, in my opinion. But you know, and had at least one McDonald's All-American that's decommitted. So, you know, I'm frustrated about that, but. Still a fan.
All right. There we go. Anything we haven't touched on that you want to tell the folks today?
I can't think of anything. I think you checked off all the items on my list.
With respect to the weather, are you like me, hoping for 70 plus soon
I'm
so you
ready.
Can actually swing a stick?
I want to go out and I want to golf.
Yeah.
I need, you know.
Something.
As silly as this sounds, I'm ready to mow my yard.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, I'm ready for some warmth and go fishing.
Oh, yeah. I got it. The sheriff's in town and in the studio. Thank you, Sheriff Skinner.
Yes, my pleasure.
As we continue through the hour, more to come on WMUN.